Welcome back to Pisces Season. That was Joe by the Cranberries. I am Lauren Bile playing the Cranberries yet again. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's still Pisces season, so that's really exciting because that means my show makes sense. Also, which is really important, is that my 1 year anniversary of the show was over the weekend. I think it was over the weekend. It was March 4th. I was going through my playlist because I could have sworn that I've played Joe by the Cranberries like probably 800 times already. So I was making sure that I didn't. Turns out that I found my first playlist and it was March 4th. So happy birthday to Pisces season. How funny is that? My show is a Pisces. Wow. I'm crazy with it. Anyway, tonight is a lot of stolen music. I stole a lot of this music from my brother. So if you're like, whoa, the show's better than usual, it's because it's not actually my music tonight. So that's probably why. Also, if you listened to my last show last week, tonight's show will not be like that. So don't worry. If you're like, I don't ever want to listen to the show again because that was horrible, I really understand. That was that was a low point. However, tonight's show is really awesome. My playlist for the show is actually called I Am So Awesome. So actually, I'm going to play a lot of Weezer tonight, which is like kind of contradictory to being awesome, but they're good songs. Up next is In the Garage by Weezer, which I believe I've seen in concert. Anyway.
Guide. I've got 12-sided die. I've got kitty pride and Nightcrawler too. Waiting there for me, yes I do. I do. I've got posters on the wall. Ace Frehley, I've got Peter Criss waiting there for me. Yes, I do. I do. In the garage, I feel safe. No one cares about my ways. In the garage where I belong, no one hears me sing this song.
Yeah, that was In the Garage by Weezer. Up next is another Weezer song, believe it or not. I actually have one more after that as well, but this next one is from Pinkerton. It is called Tired of Sex, which is, I hope that I will not be in trouble for speaking on this on my radio show. However, it is quite comedic that the lead singer of Weezer is talking about how he's tired of sex. So I looked it up because I was like, this cannot be a real song. And basically, Rivers Cuomo was celibate for 2 years while attending Harvard for the reason of he was sick of sexual promiscuity. So, he was celibate for 2 years at Harvard. So that probably hits close to home for a lot of people, considering we're like right there. You know, he discusses his perils of celibacy and concludes that marriage is the answer, which is, it's quite comedic to me because it seems as though this was like a choice that he made, that he like devoted himself to celibacy at Harvard. However, if we look at the facts, he went to Harvard and he's the lead singer of Weezer, so you can probably come to your own conclusion about what that is. And also the song is pretty awesome. The lyrics are quite hilarious. So I hope everyone enjoys this next song, which is Tired of Sex by Weezer.
Oh,
Yeah, that was Tired of Sex by Weezer. I'm quite sorry if you did not think that was as funny as I did. I'm a child still, so that was funny to me. Anyway, I also forgot to tell everyone to call in, 855-915-9636. Say hello. Tell me about how much you love Weezer. Because we have another one. This is the last Weezer song of tonight, I promise. I actually played this on my radio show probably, I think it was like literally the 2 weeks ago or something. Because Natalie, who I trained, and her show is at 5 a.m. Later tonight, played this song. And then my brother found it on my playlist and was like, wow, this song is so good. And I was like, oh, what? So I re-listened to it, because the first time I was like, oh, this is good, but I wasn't like, oh, this is great. And so I feel like that's why it needs to be played again on my show, because if you listen to it once, you're like, eh. But if you listen to it two times, you're like, wait a minute, this song is onto something. If this is your first time hearing it, then you should add it to one of your playlists, so you have to listen to it a second time, because you will get it the second time, I promise. Anyway, here is I Just Threw Out the Love of My Dreams by Weezer.
Dreams.
Yeah, that was Race for the Prize by The Flaming Lips, and before that was I Just Threw Out the Love of My Dreams by Weezer. So, yeah, someone called to say that they thought my Tired of Sex joke was funny, and I appreciate that. Because I feel as though this is like my second life, where I go on air and I am a comedian with a fabulous music taste for an hour, and then during the day I'm a pre-med student, you know? It's actually a joke, 'cause I don't do anything particularly special on my show, except for play Weezer and Nirvana and be like, oh my god, my music taste is so good. Anyway, the next song I've also stolen from my brother, and the song before I actually stole from him as well. Next song is Dumb by Nirvana, so hope you enjoy.
I'm not like them, back in pretend. The sun is gone, and I have a light. The day is done, and I'm having fun. I think I'm dumb, maybe just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. Think I'm just happy. My heart is broke, and I have some glue. Help me in hell, mend it with you. We float around, hang out on clouds, then look down.
That was Dumb by Nirvana. Sticking with adjectives for me is up next, Creep by Radiohead.
I'm a creep.
perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Oh, oh. Fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong.
Yeah, that was Creep by Radiohead. Hashtag so relatable, am I right, ladies? Anyway, it is the lovely PSA time, and we have our lovely PSA expert, Nathaniel Oakes, here to read the PSA. Yeah. Take it away, please. Okay.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidechman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Educational indeed. That is so true. I personally have never been inside of the art galleries. I've been inside one of the exhibitions. My car is currently parked by the art gallery. I'm praying I don't get a ticket, but yeah, super educational. This next song I feel so relatable to. I don't know why, but in my notes I have it written that I should say Happy Women's History Month next to this song, which is really odd, but anyway, up next is All I Think About, All I Think About Now by the Pixies.
Tomorrow, but I always think about
That was All I Think About Now by the Pixies. Yeah. Up next is another song I feel highly relatable to. And it is by, no surprise, the Cranberries, because they're really awesome at making music that I relate to, clearly, because I play their music all the time. But yeah, this is a really underrated, I don't know if it's underrated, but it's a good song by the Cranberries. Up next is Not Sorry by the Cranberries.
Thank you. I fell onto the ground. Ooh, I wish I was sober. I can't get up off the ground. I close my eyes, and I thought I was blind.
So that was High to Death. I will admit that I paused that song early because the end, it, while very good and beautiful, is a little bit, scares me a little bit, low-key. I don't know why, it makes me feel unsettled. Anyway, it's my show, so I can do things like that. And the song before that was Not Sorry by the Cranberries. I do not have much to say as we are ending or getting close to the end of the show tonight. Up next is Jesus Doesn't Want Me for a Sunbeam by Nirvana.
Expect me to cry. Don't
Yeah, that was Prove Your Love by Fleetwood Mac. I'm going to end the show here, basically. Thank you guys so much for listening to my show tonight. Sorry, I don't have more words. But yeah, this has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren Bile. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's show. And I hope you guys are having a lovely week and you have lovely midterm season week this week and next week. Sorry, words. Anyway, oh, also, I was supposed to shout out Ivana. Hi, Ivana. Thank you for listening. And also, thank you to my brother for letting me take a lot of his music and play it and then pass it off as my own. So nice. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. I'm Lauren Bile. This was Pisces season. Have a good night. Wait, when am I?
has its place. Now I lie in a bed, wondering how to explain. Slipping through.